This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. When Congressman John Lewis spoke at this week's commemoration of the 1963 Civil Rights March on Washington, D.C., he was the link between the past and present. 50 years ago, he was the youngest speaker, just 23 years old, when he addressed the crowd. This week, he spoke as an elder statesman. John Lewis is a giant of the civil rights movement. He was born the son of sharecroppers in rural Alabama, and became president of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, known as SNCC. Now he is a long-serving U.S. representative from Georgia, and he tells his life story in a new graphic novel called March. Member station KPBS's Sandia Dirks has this story about a real-life superhero.
Every superhero has an origin story, and so does the graphic novel of John Lewis's life, March. A bunch of staffers on the congressman's 2008 re-election campaign were sitting around talking about what they would do next, including staffer Andrew Aiden.
Unashamed, I said I would be going to a comic book convention. And there was a little teasing, but Congressman Lewis stood up for me.
And I just said, you should laugh. At another time, in another period, there was a comic book called The Montgomery Story, Martin Luther King Jr. and The Montgomery Story, that inspired me.
Imagine a young John Lewis in 1958, at 18, having arrived at college, picking up a comic book. Lewis says the comic tuned him in to a greater story.
Most Negroes in Montgomery, Alabama, are boycotting the city buses because a woman who refused to take a segregated seat was fined in police court.
The comic book tells the story of Rosa Parks' symbolic refusal, but it also gives a detailed account of how to protest nonviolently. It was a lesson Lewis took to heart when he staged sit-ins at segregated lunch counters in Nashville in the late 50s. Here he is talking in a 1960 NBC documentary.
It was on February the 13th, and we had the very first sit-in here. And I took my seat at the counter. I asked the waiter for a hamburger and a Coke.
Lewis staffer Andrew Aiden knew the history, but he didn't know about the old comic book. He became convinced Lewis should tell his story as a graphic novel. Lewis wasn't so sure.
I thought he was somewhat out of his mind. Why would I be writing a comic book?
But then Lewis thought back.
I do remember reading the Montgomery Story, the book, and I said, yes, if you would do it with me. And it's been a labor of love.
That labor brought them all the way to San Diego's Comic-Con, the geek and supernatural mecca known for its outlandish costumes. Waiting in line were three Doctor Whos, four Wolverines, and that one guy in the elaborate Transformers outfit. But they weren't waiting to see the stars from the latest sci-fi movie.
Follow the line. You're not losing your spot.
Hundreds of people stood in line to get Congressman Lewis to sign their copy of his graphic novel, March.
Anything so the students really understand that you signed it.
Okay.
Among them was Mary Clark, a teacher at Santa Alijo Middle School in San Marcos, California.
This will go into my library collection as a graphic novel. Sometimes students who aren't really enthusiastic readers will pick up a graphic novel just thinking it's about the pictures. So to be able to give them a story along with those pictures and something as powerful as Congressman Lewis's story.
That story, spanning the congressman's 7 decades, will be told in 3 books. March is the first. It begins with John Lewis as an old man waking on a dark early morning in Washington, D.C. It's 2009, the day of President Barack Obama's inauguration. Quickly, the reader is sent back in time to John Lewis as a child. His parents were sharecroppers, and he was in charge of the chickens, practicing sermons on the birds. The pictures are black and white, and graphic artist Nate Powell renders Lewis's life in shadow. Powell says he drew the story close to the ground, the way a child would experience the world.
I could simply slip into his shoes for that moment, and I knew precisely what it was like to witness, you know, the baptism of these chickens, the loss of a beloved hen down a well, the hiding under the porch so that he could sneak away from his house in order to get an education each day and hop on the bus with his mom chasing after him.
The up-close perspective, sometimes so close you can only see what Lewis is seeing, gives way to wide shots and bird's-eye views as the story shifts to sit-ins and marches. Powell says there were things that were tough to draw.
Trying to find the appropriate and powerful way to respectfully depict the murder of Emmett Till.
Till was a 14-year-old boy brutally killed in Mississippi. His murder received national attention. In the graphic novel, we see an image of Till's mangled body, and it is haunting. Drawn from above after he has been dragged from the river, Powell makes thin, jagged lines of ink create a sense of human flesh turned into broken twigs. Lewis says, just like the comic book that inspired him, March is also a primer on nonviolence. He says this is a lesson he and co-authors Andrew Aden and Nate Powell want to keep alive.
I remember hearing Martin Luther King Jr. preach from time to time, and his father would be in the pulpit. And he would say, son, make it plain. Make it plain. So between Nate and Andrew, they made it plain.
For NPR News, I'm Sandhya Dirks in San Diego.